For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:08, 8 after 7. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Gang all here tonight. Longoria, the Stoic Eskimo, on the other side of the takeout window, screening your calls. Low T Chuck.
Low T.
We're only with you for an hour. At 8 p.m., it's going to be Georgia Bulldog basketball taking on Vandy. And I thought I knew what I was going to talk about today, but I just got confirmation of a story that Longoria told me before the show. I don't even know what to say. I'm just going to read the headline. This is from TMZ, who actually has turned out to be a pretty decent source of breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
In the last couple, you know, it used to be a joke, but this is the headline on Twitter. Richard Pryor's widow. So Richard Pryor, we know who he is, mm-hmm. One of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time. His widow means his wife. He died, so this is his widow. So we're good right now. Richard Pryor's widow.
So far, so good.
You're following me, right? Confirms. You know what confirms means? Like she
verifies
it. Good job, Chuck. Richard Pryor's widow confirms he, Richard Pryor, slept with. We know what generally that means. We don't have to, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. We Nookie.
Yes.
Coitus.
Adult relations.
The last two words of this headline is now. What now? If I read you that headline, you're thinking, all right. Richard Pryor's widow confirms he slept with Goldie Hawn,
right,
or Liza Minnelli, or someone of that ilk in the 70s. You
Richard
know, like.
Nixon. No?
Well.
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn. Faye Dunaway.
Are we playing $75,000
pyramid? Mariel Hemingway. Like these
people he didn't sleep with.
Yeah, if this was, you know, match game and I was, you know, Richard Pryor's widow confirms he slept with blank. Those are my guesses. I'm going Goldie Hawn number one. I don't know why, but I'm thinking Goldie Hawn's my number one guess.
Nancy Reagan.
Liza. No! Liza Minnelli's number
it's
two.
My answer for everything.
Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Sinatra.
All right.
No. The rest of the headline is Richard Pryor's widow confirms he slept with Marlon Brando.
I don't even know what to do with that.
Yeah, I don't either. When Chuck told me that, I was like, what?
That's what I saw. I saw that, and I thought it was a joke at first. I was like, well, it's on TMZ, and
yeah,
it's from her.
Joke.
It's got a quote from her, although you can't read most of the quote.
Yeah, yeah.
Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
How about that?
But then I'm also wondering if Quincy Jones is just, because this is confirming a rumor from Quincy Jones.
Yeah, Quincy Jones opened up about a whole bunch of stuff yesterday or the
day
before.
But Pryor's widow confirmed. Jennifer Pryor, his widow, confirmed that... That Brando...
How do you tell your wife that? Hey,
by the way.
Last night, we kind of got a little messed up. And
wait, was it good-looking Brando from the 60s, or was it fat Brando from the 80s?
I don't know.
Because that might make a difference.
That makes a difference.
What a headline. What
yeah, that was a shocker.
Wow.
I guess I could understand if he was the old, you know, the younger version.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, you know, good-looking Brando from Othello, sure.
I don't even know what to say about that. I don't know. I love Richard Pryor and I love Marlon Brando, so whatever makes them happy. That's not a headline I expected to see.
No. Nobody expected
prepping
to see
the Mark Arum Show. All right, here's what we are going to talk about. We only have an hour, so let's get to it. The UGA recruiting class, we're going to talk about that. The number one recruiting class in the country today. Some amazing stuff. We'll play some stuff from Kirby Smart. But you guys don't remember because you're newer to the area, but it used to be you could not buy liquor on Sundays in Georgia.
Like, right.
That was...
That's how it is
like
in Texas.
At all.
Period. And that's the way I grew up in Connecticut, same way.
What?
Yeah.
You move.
I know. It's
those you could buy beer, but you couldn't buy alcohol, right?
Nothing.
Oh, you couldn't buy anything.
Nothing.
See, in Texas, you could at least buy beer.
That's insane.
On Sunday. But it had to be after noon or something like
nothing.
That.
Nothing. Sunday, dry Sunday. The Sabbath day was dry until recently. And that took a long time to get passed. And with the new blue laws, and I had Chuck say, I said, Chuck, check out Georgia's blue laws, the current blue. And he's like, what the hell is a blue law?
He thought you were saying booze laws. He goes, is he saying booze laws?
Blue law. I don't know why they're called blue laws, but that's what they are. I don't know. But we had a change, and Georgia's current blue laws are what now, Chuck? What?
So for packaged beer and wine can be sold except between 11:45 p.m. on Saturday and 12:30 p.m. on Sunday. That's it.
So that's the only thing?
It's the only time that you can't buy it.
Now, what about in restaurants?
I can't find where it has makes right. it. I haven't found the distinction. I haven't found. You didn't ask for the distinction yet.
The blue laws
let's
are.
Let's bring Buford back.
Anyway, yes, Buford would have nailed it. So here's the deal. In restaurants,
sure
so like you take your wives to brunch on a Sunday.
Okay.
You can't get a mimosa until 12:30 p.m. So let's say you have a brunch reservation at 11 a.m. at Ray's on the River. Why is Jim Basile calling me?
Good plug.
On the air. I'm on the air, Jim Basile. Stop calling me. You go to Ray's on the River for brunch. Great brunch there. You have an 11 a.m. reservation. Your wife just gave birth. She wants a mimosa. Longoria's wife is sick of looking at Longoria. She wants a Bloody Mary. You have to wait until 12:30.
Oh, wow.
In order to get said drinks with the current blue laws in the state of Georgia. But there is a bill in the House now, in the state house, that would change that and would allow restaurants to start serving booze at 11 a.m. on Sunday instead of 12:30, but not at grocery stores. So grocery stores, package stores, liquor stores, you still have to wait till 12:30. But
it's so stupid.
I mean, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. It's we're adults, you know. There shouldn't be any times where you can't buy liquor. It's or beer. It's kind of absurd.
You can move to North Dakota. You can get it anytime, and they have drive-through liquor stores.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of those. They have them in Florida too.
Yeah, they have them in Texas.
Those are the best. They'll,
not only that, if you go to Florida, not only are they have drive-through liquor stores, which I guess you're in a hurry, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But they will if you go to Florida and say, "I want a fifth of Jack Daniels and a cup of ice," they'll give you the cup of ice.
At the liquor store I used to work for, we used to sell setups.
What was in a setup?
A set of a cup of ice and a soda and a pint.
To someone driving.
A pint or a half pint of
that's
alcohol.
Whatever.
That's that. See, yeah. That's just
we would sell it.
Asking for trouble.
Yeah.
But seriously, the libertarian in me is like, there should be no time where you can't buy alcohol. And this has happened to me. And I'm not a huge drinker. I'm not. I drink rarely. And rarely do I drink with food. Like if I go out to dinner with you guys, I'll have a drink before dinner. But once my food gets there, I'm not drinking alcohol with it. I don't know why. I don't like the mixing food and booze together. But there has been numerous occasions where I've gone out to brunch with people, and if it's before 12:30, you know, a lot of people at the table want mimosas or Bloody Marys or a gin and tonic or whatever people drink at brunches, and you can't get it before 12:30, which is kind of absurd. Like it literally at 12:20. You the waiter's like, nah, can't get you a drink yet.
10 know? More minutes.
What happens at 12:30? What's different at 12:30 than at 11 a.m.? Is that when, like, the last church service gets out, Chuck?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a church thing.
It definitely is. Yeah. I mean, it's the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. But, I mean, that's ridiculous.
When I first moved down here, I literally was stunned because I tried to buy beer on a football Sunday. I strolled in at 10 o'clock in the morning. Games start later here than what I'm used to. Grabbed a case and went to the guy, and the guy just laughed. He goes, I can't sell that to you. I was like, what the hell? I'm 21. He goes, no, it's not 12:30. I'm like, 12:30? I got to wait 2.5 hours?
Yeah. 30 minutes before kickoff.
Yeah.
Can't do that. We used to in Connecticut. So Sundays, Connecticut was really bad. It was 8 p.m.
What?
Monday through Saturday, liquors, I mean, you go to bars and restaurants and still, but package stores, 8 p.m.
Ours was 9 p.m. in Texas.
Was it?
Yeah.
So what we used to do, so I live.
You should move to Montana.
Where I grew up, it was about 20 minutes from the New York border, 20 minutes from Massachusetts border. So if you wanted beer after 8 p.m.,
you had to drive.
You had to drive to New York and go to the liquor store in Amenia, New York. And
2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah, but we'd have to like bribe people to drive because no one wants, you know.
Yeah, no one wants to drive all the way up there.
It's like, come on, Solano, we'll give you $20.
And a setup.
And a setup. And you'll go get it. But, I mean, it's kind of ludicrous now, I would think. Your general thoughts on that, the revised brunch bill is what it's, this is actually impacted me because I love brunch. I love going to brunch. And I'm not a big mimosa or I'll have a Bloody Mary once in a while. But usually the people I go with want to have a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
At brunch. Are you a brunch drinker?
No, not really. I'm not even, I mean, I like brunch food.
Yes, but, I do like, but I like brunch food too.
But I don't like going to, I think I've maybe been to one brunch in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
We got to go to it. We got to go to a brunch. Raisin the River is a good brunch. My favorite brunch, I don't think it is in existence anymore. It was at the Ritz-Carlton in Buckhead.
Nice.
Which is now no longer the Ritz-Carlton in Buckhead, so I don't have the brunch there. But it was like $65, maybe even more, which is a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like
good stuff.
Oh my God, huge shrimp cocktail and oysters and caviar, and I mean it was the best brunch I've ever been to in my life. I remember taking Captain Herb there and his wife for like a little thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to the Ritz-Carlton for brunch, and I think it was either $65 a head or $85 plus you get unlimited mimosas. All right, so we go there, and I take Captain Herb and his wife, and I'm really excited to take him there, and I go up and I get smoked salmon and shrimp, and I mean, like I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah, yeah.
Prime
yeah.
rib. I mean, it's the greatest brunch ever. Captain Herb goes up and he gets eggs, bacon, and a biscuit.
Nice.
And that was all he got. Eggs, bacon, and a biscuit for $85. It was classic Captain Herb. I mean, I've got smoked salmon and just
all the good stuff.
All the good expensive stuff. And he gets bacon, eggs, and a biscuit for $85.
Nice.
All right, your thoughts on the brunch bill that would allow us to start drinking booze at 11 a.m. at restaurants on Sundays. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
What I do ain't make-believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I.
Welcome back to the show, 724, 48 degrees on Peachtree Street. With you till 8 tonight, and then it's Bulldog basketball against Vandy. Tomorrow, I'm on 5 to 7 p.m. in for Erickson. Bobby's in Stockbridge. Bobby, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
What's going on, Bobby?
Oh, not much. Yeah, I've been in the restaurant industry forever and ever, dude. I started working in restaurants back in the late 70s. I remember when I worked in Clayton County in the late 80s. No liquor whatsoever. They only served beer and wine, and all employees, everyone had to be out of the building by 11:45 on Saturday night. So that was a wonderful thing. I loved working in Clayton County in the late 80s.
So if you own a bar in Clayton County, you had to close at 11:45 or just restaurants?
You had to close at 11, and everyone had to be out of the building, including employees, by 11:45.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was wonderful, actually. I loved it.
Well, as a worker, but not as a patron. Like, geez Louise. Well, check out what, I mean, I'm so out of the loop now. When do bars have to close in Atlanta now, Chuck? Is it 2 or 3? Check on that for me. Troy's in Lawrenceville. Troy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
I was just going to tell you a blue law shock. I grew up in Colorado where you could still buy beer at age 18. Mm-hmm. I joined the Navy, got to Virginia. Not only could you not buy beer, but no stores were open on Sundays either. The only thing that opened were restaurants and movie theaters.
Yeah, that's the way it was in Connecticut. No liquor stores open, and you couldn't buy beer at a grocery store on a Sunday either.
Absolutely. It was completely in shock, you know, growing up out west like that where you could do whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just like, oh my God, what did I do?
It seems so archaic.
Yeah.
You know what also seems archaic? Smoking in restaurants now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want smoky or non-smoking? Like, that used to be a thing. That used to be a thing.
2 a.m.
2 a.m. is when bars close now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. When they have to stop selling booze.
Not that I'll ever be out at 2 a.m. Ever again, but Ben's in Atlanta. Ben, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Yeah, hey, Mark.
What up, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, I'm kind of in the mind that if it's a religiously based thing, the people that want to go to church can go to church. People that want to go have a drink at 11 should. But right now, you can still get a drink Sunday morning. You just have to go to the Catholic or Episcopal church. They serve wine.
Well done. And I heard a pretty delicious cracker.
Yeah, there you go.
I always want to chase the communion wafer.
It's not.
You're not missing anything.
You're not missing
anything. No, but it's like a bucket list thing. Can you guys sneak me one?
Sure.
Yeah?
Next time I go take communion.
I got you gefilte fish. You can get me a communion wafer.
I'll ask the priest next time.
All right, excellent. Thank you. All right, talking antiquated blue laws here in Georgia. That means liquor laws, Chuck. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hi, this is Kevin Neal, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show. Boy, that is Jewish.
Welcome back to the show. 7:37, 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum with you till 8 tonight. Then Georgia Bulldogs taking on Vanderbilt in hoops. Speaking of Bulldogs, we'll go back to the brunch blue laws in a second. National Signing Day today, and your Georgia Bulldogs had the number one recruiting class in the nation, including 7 5-star signees, the most ever for the University of Georgia. Top five classes: Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, Clemson. Little guys, Alabama, Crimson Tide, Roll Damn Tide came in 6th. Florida State 11th, Auburn 12th, Florida 13th, LSU 14th, South Carolina 18th. I don't see Georgia Tech on here. UGA head coach Kirby Smart on the class.
Obviously, I'm excited about the class, and I know all you guys want to talk about the ranking. That really does not float my boat or the staff's boat. I don't think that's what's important. What's more important is the quality of kids we were able to get.
A lot of seniors leaving Georgia this year. A lot of open spots on the roster.
I'm excited about what they bring to our team, but they also got a lot of big shoes to fill of some great young men that just left our program.
Big shoes to fill. Georgia, of course, advanced to the national championship game where they lost a heartbreaker to Alabama.
They're winners. They're a tight-knit group, really unselfish. Some of these kids went and watched other kids in the state championship game.
Talking about the recruiting class there, so good for the Dogs. Jay Black, our sports director, will have more on that tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News. All right, blue laws. You can't have a mimosa. Right, Chuck, if you go out to brunch with your wife?
I'm forced to, yeah.
What do you drink? Like, are you a mimosa?
It's
or
the only way I can get through it.
Do you do mimosas or Bloody Marys?
I usually drink beer.
Yeah. I can't.
They burn my stomach. I don't know. It's
like, I'll have one mimosa, but
yeah,
like,
if I have to.
What like did you have at your shower?
There were mimosas there.
Yeah,
I
had one
beer
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were drinking beer while holding the baby.
Yes.
That was awesome. But if I'm going to drink it at brunch, it's usually a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Because they put stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they put in olives and a jalapeno and
celery.
Jalapeno.
And you can get all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. Sometimes they put a shrimp in there.
Yep.
I think it's ridiculous. Hopefully the Georgia legislator will change it where you don't have to wait till 12:30 to get a drink on Sundays. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. JR joins us in Ackworth. JR, welcome to the show.
Hey, brother, what's going on?
How
Mark?
Are you,
How
sir?
You doing?
Excellent.
Hey, I'm doing well. Mark, I'm with you. I'm from Stamford, Connecticut.
That's the nice part of Connecticut.
Yeah, and we would have to go right across the border to Port Chester on Sundays or after 8 o'clock. And I'm all for changing it, man. I mean, what's 12:30? I don't get that.
Yeah, there's. I mean, the background for the blue laws has to be religious reasons, right? I mean, no alcohol on Sundays. Chuck, you got info?
Well,
but
somebody called up earlier and said his dad had told me the reason it was called blue laws is because it was a bunch of blue haired old ladies that went on a.
No kidding.
He goes, I don't know that for sure, but he goes, it's a funny story. My dad told me when I asked him why there were blue laws.
Well, it's not like if you go to Israel. So in the Jewish religion, the Sabbath starts Friday night at sundown and goes till Saturday at sundown. I'm pretty sure you can buy beer on a Friday night in Tel Aviv. You know, it's not like they closed the liquor stores down for religious reasons there.
And, hey, Mark, on a side note, yes, I love the hip-hop bumper music, man. Keep it going. I'm a big fan. Love the show.
Thank you so much, JR. I appreciate it. Yeah. Longoria's supposed to be changing the bumper music out.
I am.
Are you still working on that?
Haven't started.
All right.
But I will be starting soon.
I haven't started. Carlos.
It's barely the new year.
Carlos. It's February already. Carlos, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. Listen, blue laws are regarding the workers who used to wear blue uniforms.
Blue-collar workers.
Union workers.
Okay.
But that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling because here in College Park, I go to one restaurant, Irish Red Blue Bread Pub, and at 2 o'clock they close down.
P.M.? P.M. or A.M.?
A.M.
Okay.
And then you can go to Spondiffit's.
Love Spondiffit's.
And drink till 4 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
The Divots stays open till 4 a.m.?
4 a.m.
I love that place. You ever been to Spondiffit's Longoria?
Never heard of
it's
it.
It's down off Virginia Avenue by the airport.
Yes,
seafood
right,
joint.
Exactly, near the airport.
We're going to go down there. We're going to get a shark platter, my friend.
Oh, man.
Nice.
And they have the best pork chops in the world.
Pork chops?
Seafood place?
At a seafood joint? Pizza? Hmm. Really?
Spondiffit's has smoked pork chops.
All right. I'm not getting a pork chop at a seafood joint, but bless your heart, Carlos. Yeah. Shark platter.
That.
Google it.
Okay.
Spondiffit's. Turn around to your computer right now. Spondiffit's shark platter. I'm actually going to tweet a picture out of it. It's that good looking. Larry's incoming. Larry, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mark.
What's up, buddy?
Wanted to give a little bit of a history lesson.
Okay.
Back in the late 70s, early 80s, Georgia had a 18-year-old drinking
age, yeah.
And they did a graduated raise to 21. I was the sucker that was born in June, so for half of a month, for 3 years, I was able to drink legally.
No.
For the other half of the year, I was not. And the liquor stores back then used to confiscate your ID and take it to the police department.
Okay.
The lady at the police department, after 2 years, just started handing me my ID back.
What do you mean? Why?
Well, one half of the year, I was legal to drink. The other half of the year, I wasn't.
Okay. And what year was that?
1981, 82, and 83.
Wow. Well, it used to be, wasn't the national drinking age was 18 for a while. I don't think it was a state-by-state thing, but now it's obviously 21, which is good for you and me, Russ. Did you check out the shark platter? I just tweeted a picture at it. Now I'm really
Why
angry.
Do they call it the shark platter if
I have
it's
no
a
idea.
Bunch of shrimp and crab?
I have no idea. Taylor's in Lawrenceville. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's going on, T-Bone?
You know, I'm kind of a young buck myself, so I was kind of curious about something, but somebody told me that it used to be, as far as clubs and bars goes, that they actually used to stay open to 4 a.m. more commonly. But someone said when the Super Bowl murder thing that happened in the 90s that they really got strict on, you know, the age of, I'm sorry, the time of which they can serve to. So I was wondering if any of y'all might have remembered a time where it was more lax up until that point.
That Super Bowl murder killed Buckhead. I mean, literally killed Buckhead.
Right.
Because Buckhead used to be,
they told me.
When I moved down here in 96, Buckhead was... It was Bourbon Street North. It was crazy. Just Thursday, Friday, Saturday, just the streets would be closed. It was just a rolling party. And then, you know.
I kind of wish I would have been here for that.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then the Ray Lewis murder thing happened, and Buckhead Party District was done. Now, it's kind of come back a little bit, but not to the level that it was. And I think they did cut down. They started no cruising laws in Buckhead, and they cut down the hours. But what it used to be is we'd go out to a club, say, I don't know, someplace. We'd go to Fado's in Buckhead, and then we'd go to Tongue and Groove in Buckhead. And then at 3 a.m., I guess it was, they'd close down. We'd all take a cab to Midtown and go to this club called Backstreets, which was a gay club, but it was a weird thing. They got around the Blue Laws by saying they were a private club. So when you'd go there and pay the cover charge, like $20 or whatever, they'd give you a club membership, which allowed them to stay open 24 hours a day serving alcohol
because
they were a private club. Nice. So we'd be there till 7 or 8 in the morning. Not we, but people I know.
Sure.
Right.
Other people.
But it was like a gay club, 4 a.m. Everyone came.
Really?
And it was debauchery.
I would imagine.
Because you have people from every bar in the city all coming converging on this club. And it was huge. It was, I should write a memoir about those days. It was
you should. Club the amount Kaya. Of stories you've said since I've been sitting here on this radio show.
I don't know how I did it. I was making $8 an hour. Yet I was going out partying all
the time.
Till
7 in the morning.
Not
it's
me.
Amazing right, how you right. can People find just enough money to go out and drink, even no matter how poor you are.
Yeah.
I look back at days when I had no money. How did I manage?
I had plastic. That? Jamie Bendel from the Punch Drive. There was plastic. Another Club Anytime was another 24-hour club. Not as happening as Backstreets, but if anyone has a Backstreet club ID card, I would love to see. I'd love to reminisce to see what they look like. You'd have to get a new card every time you'd go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they give you a new card. You couldn't be like, I was in here last. No, you got to get a new card. Kathy's in Covington. Kathy, welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just calling you. I'm Spanish and I'm Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very offended when you talk about the precious blood of Jesus, which is the wine that we receive. And the cracker is not a cracker. It's a consecrated bread that is made up with the nuns and the convents. They made that without any kind of gluten or anything.
Gluten-free communion.
Because Jesus says.
Let me ask a question. I know the wine represents the blood of Christ. What is the bread? The body, right? The body of Christ?
When Jesus established the Catholic Church.
Yes.
He says, this is my body and this is my blood.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't eat of this bread and you don't drink my blood, you have no life in you. Okay. You cannot go to the Catholic Church and say that you want to steal a host.
I'm not. I didn't suggest
Somebody
anyone stealing.
They want to bring you one.
Can you buy them in a store, Kathy? Do they sell them?
No, they
buy
don't.
Them online.
Because a special people made this host to be.
I understand that. But do they sell them in stores or no?
They sell it in a special Catholic Christian places.
So can I go to a store and buy them in the Catholic Christian places?
No. You have to have a license to be a Catholic.
And
why
license?
You want to do with them? Because what happened is people misuse it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and they say that they do black magic with it.
All right, where can I get a Catholic license?
You can go. We have a go to the monastery of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Go to any Catholic church.
And they'll just give me a license?
No, you don't need a license.
Well, I want to buy the Holy Communion, and you said
no,
I need it.
No, you cannot buy because this is only in the Catholic Church. When the priests, they have a special blessing, a special consecration.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the priests have the power of God, the Holy Spirit, to make Jesus to come alive.
Correct.
So when we receive the host, it is not a cracker. It is not a piece of bread. We're receiving the precious blood.
But if you were describing it to a blind person, how does it taste? Like the Holy Communion, if you...
It has no flavor.
Would you say it tastes like a cracker, though?
It has no flavor, a cracker or bread, nothing.
Nothing.
It's just a simple like eating something that has no sugar, no...
Like
no,
air. It's like eating
no
air.
No ingredients, because it is not a cracker, it is not a piece of bread, but our Lord Jesus Christ, and that, when you receive that, you're receiving Jesus. And you are. He's alive in the Catholic Church. When you go, that's why you have to kneel, because he's present in
exactly.
the Catholic Church.
I've been to Catholic Church many, many times. Do I need to convert to Catholicism in order to? No?
You can go and listen to the Mass, the Gospel, the readings.
I went last 2 weeks ago. I was in a Catholic Church.
Good for you.
But let me ask you this question, Kathy. So I'm of the Jewish persuasion.
Yes. Yeah, my husband too.
Don't hate me, but
I don't hate.
Okay,
my
good.
Husband is Jewish.
So the priest was like, "Hey, come up and take communion. And if you're not, if you don't want communion, if you're not Catholic, you can come up and get a blessing. Is that
exactly.
all right?
Exactly, perfect.
So I don't need a Catholic license for that. I can get a blessing even though I'm Jewish.
I don't tell you that you need a license to be a Catholic.
Just to get the communion. All right. Can you get those at the DMV? I want a Catholic license. Never mind the backstreet.
You have to have first communion before you can even get communion.
Never mind the backstreet ID. I want a Catholic license. Google that for me.
I'm Episcopal. I'll get you some wafers.
I got tickets to give away. Yay? Tickets to give away?
Yeah.
We'll do that when we come back. Final segment of the Mark Arum Show. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Final segment of the show. Let's give away some tickets, shall we? Seventh caller to 404-741-0750 gets a family four-pack of tickets to the Big Apple Circus. Now playing through February 25th at Verizon Amphitheater. Seventh caller to 404-741-0750 gets those tickets. We went late with Kathy, so real quick, Terry in Cleveland. Terry, what do you have?
Yes, sir. I wondered, I heard him talking about Chester, Connecticut. Did you ever eat at the Chart House restaurant in Chester, Connecticut?
Oh, man, I love the Chart House. Amazing prime rib. Let's do Star of the Show. Gotta get out of here quick today.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I'm going to give it to Longoria retroactively doing a good job yesterday. No one really deserved it today. Chuck kind of did, but... Sorry, Chuck. All right, Bulldog Basketball next. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB. I'm on tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. And for Erickson, in the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.